FM 90.3 WJTL Brandon Lake, praise you anywhere. Charge of Clay, Broken Places, prior to that, good morning, 719.
For today, sunny high around 82. Tonight, clear low of 55. For tomorrow, winning Wednesday, sunny high around 83. Currently 63 degrees here in Landisville.
Our friend Dana Myers is here. Dana is with Brittany's Hope. She's their director of charitable giving. Good morning again to you, Dana.
Hey, good morning.
So great to have you here.
It's always great to be here.
Yeah, we love what Brittany's Hope does, and we know you have your walk and your bike coming up. But first, do you have any great stories about how God has used Brittany's Hope?
Absolutely. Every day, honestly. Yeah. And every day we're hearing from our family. So, So when families are called to adopt, when they have the heart to adopt a child, especially a child with special needs, and when we say special needs, we mean either a child with a physical or mental medical disability, or a sibling group, or an older child. So they can all be come with their individual challenges, as you well know. So, and that takes extra support. So yeah, recently we had a family and they were interested in adopting. They was looked into adopting, and then they found a family of three boys, and they knew that if they didn't adopt them, that they would be split up.
Wow.
And, and that is heart-wrenching. And
yeah.
The older child specifically had some special needs. So it is a huge commitment. And, financially, unfortunately, that it is a large financial commitment as well. And that's where Brittany's Hope can step in and help out families because of our wonderful donors and because of events like we're having. And that's what is like so wonderful. So this family has now been united. It's been just about a year, and they
wow.
are honestly just like feeling so blessed. And you feel like you're being kind of a savior almost with the kids. And then you realize that, no, the kids are the blessings to
yeah.
you.
Yeah, so. Definitely. In addition to offering that kind of adoption support, you also do humanitarian support.
Right, we do, because we started out with the adoption support, and the adoption process does take quite a while, unfortunately. And we knew that we had some children in these homes that we were supporting that needed our help. So we started to partner with these different children's homes. And specifically, Mylin, our director, and one of our board members, Denisha, wonderful, went over just recently in June and this past December, and they worked on some therapy. So Denisha is a physical therapist, and they were able to implement some therapies for these kids who just don't have what we have. And it's incredible the changes you can make with modifications and the knowledge that our therapists here go through.
Yeah.
So feeding issues, and some things can be changed with positioning and feeding techniques and smaller spoons, and just simply helping the staff learn that they have to sit up to eat and things like that. And it's incredible the life changes, like truly profound life changes that can happen because of that support. And then during COVID, Denisha realized that she had to provide therapy for her patients here in Lancaster and E-Town. She had to provide therapy virtually. And a light bulb went off, and she said, well, if we can do virtual therapy here, we can do it for the kids in Vietnam.
Wow.
So dramatic changes, because we have been able to implement that, have a translator there, a translator here. She can work with the staff and make monumental differences.
Love it. And if folks want to support what you guys are doing through Brittany's Hope, there's opportunities coming up with your walk and bike.
Absolutely. Sunday, September 10th. So we have Biking for Brittany, Metric Century, Metric Half Century bike ride, which is beautiful, starting at 7 and 8. And then we also have a Walk of Love, which is really a celebration of adoption and a celebration of children in general. So we're super excited this year because we have Stephen Courtney and the Suitcase Musicians coming. So that is a huge draw. And then a lot of other fun activities, kids games, reptiles. So a lot of fun things to do, free ice cream. So encourage everyone to come out. Really great if you registered this week. So by August 5th, a t-shirt comes with your registration. So we would be thrilled if you do that.
It's a great opportunity. Yes. I've been there many times. Yeah. Love being a part of it. It's all happening at the Star Barn in Elizabethtown. Beautiful grounds, beautiful place to walk. And the biking is going to start there as well, right?
Yes. The biking starts at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock in the morning. And then The Walk of Love, you can start registering at 10:30, and then the actual walk, so the mile walk and the Kids Fun Run, which I didn't mention, it starts at 12:30.
So Sunday, September 10th. Yes. Very excited to be part of Biking for Brittany, as well as the Walk of Love. Here's an opportunity for you to support what God is doing through the Ministry of Brittany's Hope. Check it out online, brittanyshope.org. Or if you want to bike, bikingforbrittany.org. Or if you want to walk, walkoflove.org. Dana, thank you so much for joining us today.
Awesome. Thank you. Can't wait to see all of you there.
Yeah, give our love to everyone there, especially Mylin. Back to the music we go. Here's For King and Country, God Only Knows, on WJTL.